Everybody is a podcast.
Show everybody has a fun. Hope y'all had a good weekend. And on another Monday night, welcome in, folks. And feeling not too bad out, getting hotter, but not too hot, you know what I mean?
Hotter, but not too hotter. Don't want to drink no water, have a beer. I'm sorry, that was terrible. But we did just that this weekend, Grant Mills. That was a really good beer that our friend B-Loft recommended to us. Did you enjoy that beer? What was it called? An Oceanic? 818 or something?
Okay. It was a bit floral.
Bit floral for you. You know what I liked about it? Not a heavy alcohol beers, because I like to drink a lot of them and I don't want to feel like shit. So thought it was pretty good. Yeah, I'm with you though. Wasn't the number one beer I've ever had in my life, but it was solid.
It was not bad, my friend.
Yeah, not bad. Good to get out with you. That was a nice kind of last minute, but man, it worked out for everybody that we saw, obviously. And had a good weekend. Enjoy the weather. I think the rest of the week is looking the same. And we're going to have some plans on the board, really, for the next 2 months. I know we have a grill out at Casa de J. Wood in a couple of weeks. And then a trip at the end of May. So, man, I love this. I love having something on the books to look forward to. Get out. Enjoy the weather. Enjoy some camaraderie. Enjoy some drinking. And, enjoying, you know, our friends like Wiz Khalifa. Wait, never mind. He never comes.
That's true.
Heard that shit, yeah.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, good weekend, though. Good weekend. And I presume afterwards, you know, everybody got home safe sound. Nobody was crazy. What'd you do yesterday, Sunday? Anything outrageous? Kind of wind down, chill?
Yeah, not too much, man. Just took it easy. Cleaned up a bit. What about you?
Yeah, same. Been working on some projects around the house. So did just that, trying to work on the yard, get it looking nice. And, you know, I like having people over, you know, during the summertime, during this time of year, and especially after that football season. And man, I just can't have it looking like shit. So, yeah, just yard work and shit like that. Dad duty.
Yard work. Did you have to mow?
Yes, but more for planting some seed. I'm probably late to do that, but I called our truck driver friend who actually also used to work in lawn maintenance and got his advice. Because, man, last year I seeded my backyard, which is kind of, you know, where people hang out at, and it looked fantastic. The seed actually grew, got all nice, bright, and green. I was like, holy shit, I know how to do this. Man, this year when the sun and the weather started getting nice, it was nothing but fucking weeds. And I was like, oh, shit. Yeah. And people were like, oh, you got to do pre-emergent. Why didn't you do pre-emergent? I'm like, man, I don't know what all that shit is. So I'm learning. You got to learn this shit and stuff when you have a house. And so I had to do some weed killer, pick those up, like scrape it with a rake. Then there was dead spot. So I had to go back and seed it, but I had to mow it first. Man, it's just sometimes it's a lot of work. A lot of work to look good and shit.
May I ever pick a booger out of your nose so big it's got like a droplet of water at the end of it?
I have never done such a thing, though. I bet that's a relief, though.
It is. Ooh, I just picked one, man.
Whew. Right now.
Shit, it was terrible. Well, it wasn't terrible, but, man, sometimes I got the sinuses are going crazy right now.
Yeah, our other friend who was with us, Merber, he said that his sinuses have been worse this year than ever. Mine are a little touchy, too. I've been sneezing. The other day, I sneezed like 7-8 times in a row. So, allergies, sinuses. So, that's are you pretty susceptible to sinus infections and sneezing and allergies this time of year?
Yeah, for sure, man. That shit's fucking annoying.
Yeah.
I just called into work. I didn't feel like going. It was all gray outside. So, I was like, fucking, I'm just going to chill. Go to, you know, do random errands and shit, and get ready for tomorrow, man. You know,
God, that's nice. Yeah, that's are they pretty easy with you calling in? I guess you always seem like a pretty responsible, do your work kind of guy. So I don't imagine they give you any shit about calling in.
Yeah, no, not really. I mean, it's, you know, it's pretty laid back. I don't call in a lot anyway, so they're not gonna. You know what I'm saying? They're not going to say shit.
Yeah, that's fair enough. I mean, sometimes, man, I think about that. I've worked mostly at home anyway, so if there's a day I really need to chill. I actually got pissed one time because I was really sick. But I told, you know, I was like, I can still monitor my email and phone and stuff. And I was like, so, you know, I can be available, but I'm just not going to get after it. Man, they made me take an off day and shit. Pissed me off.
They made you take an off day?
Yeah, they did. And because they didn't have, everything was tied into your PTO, your sick days and all that. I mean, obviously, they used them all up. But they ended up going to a different model where you had unlimited anyways. But it was weird because you had unlimited, but they still counted them. But I feel like if I was available, I mean, come on. I don't know.
Oh, I hear you.
Bye, going to bye.
What up, Wiss?
What's up, motherfucker?
Man, just hanging out. How was your weekend?
That's pretty good, y'all. My buddy went to Disney World.
What?
Disney World? What? How was that?
Come on, that's pretty cool. What the fuck? All
right.
Come on, I love Space Mountain, yeah.
That is a cool roller coaster.
That's cool, yeah.
I haven't been to Disney World in a long time. Jay Wiggy, you might have been, right? Since you have the kids and whatnot.
Yeah, I think the last time... Actually, I've never gone with the kids. I've gone both times with my wife. We went 2 years ago. Actually, about a year and a half ago. Went to a wedding in South Florida, and then we stopped at Disney World. on the way back because we drove. I like it, man. I actually think it's a cool place. More Epcot and Hollywood Studios for actually like an adult's fun trip. Not Magic Kingdom, the actual Disney World. You know, Disney World's all the parks together, but like Magic Kingdom's the main one with the castle. Yeah, that's definitely like kiddie. But Epcot, man, that'd be a cool trip. Drink around the world and stuff.
My imbibing made out on a teacup, yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Oh.
Yeah, that's not cool.
Stop biting on a fucking fire, yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, one thing that did happen this weekend, I did have sex with a girl.
Oh, man, we need to know all about this.
Oh, yeah, man. She was so old, she still wears Confederate underwear.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so she's pretty old.
That's pretty fucking old.
That's old.
Oh, hell. Yeah, so not too bad of a weekend here, man. I mean, we're all going to be back at it. I hear it tomorrow officially, I guess, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're going to be doing claims. Yeah. Other shit.
Claims.
Hey, let me ask you something. Do you like Roman Reigns?
The wrestler? You know what? I've never really watched him wrestle because he was a little after my time that I really was into it. But knowing what I know about him, I respect him, and he seems like a badass dude. So I'd give him a thumbs up. He seems okay.
I don't know a lot about him either. I think his dad was like a wrestler in WWF, like the old school. I forgot his name.
Yeah,
tag teamer.
Yeah, they came from that Polynesian family that included like Yokozuna as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so they, you know, they got some, you know, they got the whole squad that have been in there. So, yeah, he seems cool, man. He's a badass looking dude. And if I remember correctly, I could be wrong. Didn't he play football at Georgia Tech?
Yep, you're right.
I thought so. So, yeah, I mean, that's a dude, what a fucking career. Never really having a real job and shit.
I was that WWE Legends dropped the new one, and that was the new one. However, I didn't like it very much. These new guys, man, they're just not as interesting, I guess, to me. But like the one before that was British Bulldog. It was pretty good.
Oh, God. I loved, you know, old Davey Boy Smith.
Yeah, yeah. And then the last Dark Side, I think, was Brutus. Beefcake. And I don't know which one. There's another one coming on tomorrow. I'm not sure which one it is, but I'll definitely probably be watching it because usually they do all the old people, which are all the old guys, which is way more interesting.
Yeah, I agree.
And so we will see about that tomorrow. I'm definitely going to be peeping that. And yeah, so, but the Scott Hall WWE legend, we talked a little bit about that, was really good. And DDP wasn't bad. I like DDP. He's kind of a weird. Like, I'm not sure what's so appealing about him, but people like him. Like, he had a big thing fucking going, like, there for a minute.
Yeah, I like him as a human being from what I can see. He seems like a genuinely great guy. Mick Foley wrote about him extensively in his book. I love that book. I bought it when I was in high school. And, you know, he started late as a wrestler. I think he was, like, 36, which is old, you know, when you're starting as a wrestler.
Yeah,
you know, they said he made it because he lived his character, like what his character, Diamond Dallas Page, cigar smoking, kind of smart ass, wisecrack, tough guy, whatever it was. That was him. But man, he really seems like a good guy this day and age, and really helped a lot of wrestlers. But I wasn't a huge DDP wrestling fan back in the day, but a fan of Dallas Page as a person. I think most people are.
He started out as a manager, right?
Yeah, he did. He sure did. And he's still a pretty big guy. He's like 6'6", right?
I think 6'4", 6'. I think you might be right. 6'4", 6'6", somewhere in there. He has a yoga studio. He does yoga now. He teaches yoga.
Okay.
Because that was one of his things. Yeah. One of his ex-wives or girlfriends or something got him into it. And I think it really helped him.
Yeah, DDP yoga. That he puts on there. But yeah, he seems like a generally. I need to get in on these. I was not a huge Brutus Beefcake fan. I know him and Hogan are like best friends in real life. Is that right?
They're not talking anymore right now.
Oh, I'm sure that's probably Hogan's fault.
Probably.
That seems.
I don't think he likes his wife very much either, but you know.
That seems to be the consensus with people that are Hogan friends, that they don't really tend to like him at some point later down the line. But yeah, I digress. I need to get into that. And, you know, lovely listeners, we talked about that, me and Grant Mills off to the side. We may start doing that. I think that'd be fun to review some classic wrestling matches. You know, once a week, kind of watch some. You know, one of my favorites, Razor Ramon, Shawn Michaels, ladder match. That's a great one. Hell in a Cell, Mick Foley, Mankind versus Undertaker. That's a good one. Shawn Michaels, Bret Hart, Iron Man match. What are some other ones? Like classic matches, even older than those guys. There's got to be some good ones.
Anything with Andre the Giant in there is pretty cool.
Yeah, I think so. I would love to go back and watch some of those with Big Andre.
Yeah. Trying to think of some of the other guys. Old Junkyard Dog and
Junkyard Dog.
That manager, that's really funny as fuck. What was his name? Hart.
Jimmy Hart.
Jimmy Hart, yeah.
Yeah, the mouth of the South.
He was pretty fucking funny. And you had Bobby Heenan, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I'm just, all the old school shit just seems way more interesting to me than these new folks.
No, I agree with that.
It's just like, you know, patterned in time. It might be people saying this same shit about what's going on now, 20 years from now, but you know, I don't know. Just seems like I can't even name that many wrestlers nowadays. But
yeah,
I think that. So
I've always said the same. I think the wrestling before the acquisition of WCW and ECW, it suspended your belief in the reality a bit. It kind of suspended. You know, you watched it. At least I knew it was scripted. But I could actually lose myself in it, enjoy it, watch it. It was fun. It really was. You know, once characters actually just became who they are, it just wasn't as exciting to me anymore. Like, you know, the Attitude Era where you thought Vince McMahon was really this crooked piece of shit owner and Stone Cold's coming out to save the day. You know, that shit was cool. Even later than, you know, earlier than that, when you thought The Undertaker was actually somebody from Death Valley, a mortician, old West mortician, and came out, scared the shit out of you. Man, that's cool. I actually thought IRS as a kid was some tax collector. Really did. I was a dumb kid, so I was like, man, they got a big ass tax collector to come, and oh my god, his initials happen to be IRS. How does that happen? I didn't realize they were playing a character, but that's what it was, man. Good times.
Good times for sure. What about Alabama in the Final Four?
Man, did you see that coming?
Not at all. I thought Auburn would have made it before them, and they got ousted in the fucking first round.
Yeah, I did too. So Roll Tide. That's yeah. UConn. When is that? This Saturday night. Kind of late, right?
I don't know. but I know they're in the Final Four, man. I mean, that's crazy. Nate Oates has really done something here in not that short of amount of time. So, I mean, not that long. I'm sorry. But it's been a pretty short amount of time. Him like turning shit around.
Yeah, got what you were saying. Yeah, he's done a really good job down there, showing Alabama can be a basketball school too. He's got a better record than Bruce Pearl down at Auburn. So anytime Bama can get an edge up on Auburn in sports, makes me happy. So Alabama finally clinched a Final Four appearance. That was Auburn's claim to basketball fame. So what happens if they beat Kentucky? That's a lofty goal, because from what I understand, Kentucky's extremely good. But crazier things have happened, my friend.
Kentucky.
Well, I was saying UConn. Sorry, my bad.
Yeah, what?
Connecticut. Whoops.
Yeah, so.
I was getting my teams messed up because I think Kentucky of always, anytime I think men's basketball, my bad.
They haven't been too good lately.
Oh, so UConn, my bad. If they upset UConn Saturday, that's, you know, that would be fucking crazy to be in the finals.
That would be crazy if they won it all, my friend.
What do?
That would be crazy.
tag.
Right now, there is some women's basketball going on, if you guys like that. 50-40 UConn versus USC. UConn on top. And I think Iowa won tonight versus LSU. So,
you've been getting into the women's ball?
Not really. But last year, I think, was kind of compelling. I just haven't been following it this year that much. But,
yeah, I mean, they're good. I mean, it's fun to watch. That Caitlin Clark is, you know, amazing, draining those trays like she does, like a Steph Curry in his prime. So that make it fun. I mean, but it's just, I don't get into it. But I don't get into basketball altogether, not women's, men's, whatever. I just don't really watch it. But now that Bama's doing so good, I will totally be a bandwagon fan.
There you go.
Yeah.
Hope they win it all there. That would be cool. You know. Oh, man. Whew. You drinking on anything tonight?
Nah, being a good boy again. I got to take my truck in tomorrow after I drop the kids off at school and get the air conditioner fixed to the tune of almost a grand, so... Yeah, how about that? So I got to be up early and do that bullshit. Not excited about that. Car prices and repairs are not fucking cheap.
Go and throw those 24s on there.
Oh, man. Actually, might look cool with some big old 24s, but they had that aggressive mud grip tire.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you ought to put some big old super swampers on that thing.
Man. I wouldn't mind some black wheels, though. Some black wheels would be pretty cool.
It would look good on your truck.
I'm going to keep it. I've always told myself since I've had it for, God, now going on 14, 15 years. Jesus, maybe 16. Yeah.
How many miles you got on that damn thing now, dude? 178,000. Oh, wow. Okay. That's not that much for fucking damn near 15 years.
No, not. You know, I bought it at 78,000, 77,000. So I've only put exactly 100,000 miles on there. So. You know, fortunately, I've usually had a work car that's offset me having to drive my truck, which has been nice. But now I do not have that work car privilege anymore, which it's been a good move professionally, but don't get the work car now. So I just, man, you know, we talked about this a little bit this weekend. I've looked at car prices. They're outrageous right now, and that's fine. But the interest rates, and I've got good credit, are still really just a little higher than I want to jump on right now. I think they'll go back down. I don't know when. Either that or I'll just save up the money and buy something outright. But, you know, I don't drive a ton. I enjoy, I like riding in my truck. It's a nice truck, still comfortable. So I'm going to ride with it for now, see how it goes.
Oh, yeah, boy.
12 miles a gallon, though. Whew.
Oh, that's sucky.
That's terrible.
That'd be terrible. I don't have a hell. Yeah, that's not good, but hell. No. You don't drive it that much, so.
Nah, I mean, and that's around town, and unfortunately, that's most of my driving, just around picking up kids, dropping them off. But, you know, on the interstate, if I'm actually doing, like, 60, 65, put cruise control on, it'll get 16, 17. Is that good? No. I'm not saying it is, but a hell of a lot better than 12.
Yeah, that ain't gonna get it, man.
No,
that ain't gonna get it, my friend. Oh, what'd you cook up tonight for Din Din?
Tonight was barbecue chicken.
Barbecue chicken? Well, like grilled. I guess it's grilled, right? I never heard of fried barbecue chicken. That'd be weird.
That would be weird. I busted that in the air fryer. Put it in the air fryer. Yeah, bait it. Then pop some barbecue sauce on it and zapped it just a second just to warm up that barbecue. Tasted pretty good.
That's what's up.
What'd you get down on?
Just a cheeseburger and yeah. Okay. Not too much more than that. And yeah, so quite uneventful, my friend.
You made that at you made that yourself?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
I need to start fucking getting on some different shit, but I don't know. You know how it is. And you know how it'd be. Let's go ahead and see about some news. these. Oh, what's going on out there? Well, we got some odd news, and we got some video game news, so let's go ahead and get into it. You ever eat at IHOP?
It's been a while. I think you were with me the last time we went there. It was a long time ago. You may not remember it, but I puked in Fat Pat's driveway, and his bulldog ate it. You remember that?
No.
Okay, long time ago, but I digress. It's been a while.
Well, it looks like they got a new Sonic-inspired menu, and it's not an April Fool's joke by Zach Zwing. Today might be April Fool's Day, a horrible holiday where brands post jokes about fake products, but it looks like this new Sonic the Hedgehog-themed menu at IHOP is totally real, available nationwide, and can provide you with new exclusive Sonic DLC. On April 1st, today, the International House of Pancakes and Sega announced a previously teased Sonic-themed menu as now available at all participating restaurants in the U.S. Here are the six new menu items, which are all breakfast options except for one. Apparently, Knuckles isn't a breakfast guy. Sonic's Blue Blur Special. Four buttermilk pancakes with double the blueberries for double the speed. Ask to try them with blueberry syrup. Knuckles Chicken Sandwich, a crispy chicken sandwich with bacon, lettuce, tomato, avocado, cheese, and buttermilk ranch that won't leave you hangry. Order with a side of gold onion rings. Ding, ding, ding. Tails 2x2x2. Two eggs, two pancakes, and two bacon strips. Or two sausage links. Just like Tails, everything good comes in twos. Shadows Chaos Chocolate Pancakes. Go ahead and be a little chaotic with a four stack filled with chocolate chips. And Amy's Sweet Strawberry Delight, the vanilla ice cream, chocolate syrup, and fresh strawberries atop a golden brown waffle corner is a perfectly sweet dessert for an epic adventure also to try with strawberry syrup. Dr. Eggman's Benedict. A 300 IQ genius like Eggman knows that black forest ham, poached eggs, and a creamy holiday sauce makes for a superior meal.
Bam.
Yay. So, according to the official website, you make these meals Sonic style and add crispy golden rings for an additional fee. And, So, I don't eat IHOP, but if y'all do, go check that out. I'm looking at some of these things. They got the menu posted up here with the pictures. That looks all right. You know, I ain't gonna let that shit when you order it, but
nah, it never does.
I used to work at a magazine. They have actual food stylists. They like for magazines. They get up there and it's like a big test kitchen, and they cook stuff and you style food and shit like that. And people, they take pictures of it for the magazine. It's like, wow.
I remember when you worked there. Man, that seems like a long time ago.
It was. I wish I could go back to those days. God.
Yeah, you were chilling.
Man. Oh, so many good-looking women there.
What'd you even do there?
Fucker. I was in the file room. Or warehouse.
Cool.
Whatever. Whatever they call it, man.
Just chilling.
Yeah, man. Fuck. Little did I know, those would be the glory days. Jesus. Yeah. Oh, God. What else is going on, y'all? Looks like we sometimes have these messages in a bottle stories here. We got another one. Messages in a bottle wash up on Cayman Islands beach. This one by Ben Hooper. A Cayman Islands man walking on the beach near his home found a bottle containing multiple notes authored by members of a family in 2021. So a man walking out on the Cayman Islands finds this bottle. It looks like it's got some handwritten messages in there. He decided not to open it, though. But it looks like it was notes from family members to a deceased loved one. Quote, due to the contents appearing personal, I'm going to put the bottle back out to sea next time I'm offshore. From the little I can see, the bottle contains 3 to 4 letters from family members dated 2021 to a lost member of the family. A woman cleaning up trash on the shore of Tay Estuary and Angus, Scotland, recently found a message in a bottle that had traveled 6 miles in 40 years. Whoa. Jenny Smith said the messages were written by three local students, and she was able to contact them on social media. I've never found a message in a bottle anywhere, so that's kind of cool. And I don't know. Yeah. So that's kind of a cool old school thing.
6 miles in 40 years.
Yeah, man, that she wasn't going nowhere.
That bottle was in like a whirlpool just circling around. It didn't go anywhere. They thought that shit was going to cross the seas.
Yeah, that shit did not go anywhere. Kyle, Texas seeks visitors named Kyle for world record attempt. By Ben Hoomer again. The city of Kyle, Texas announced it's making another attempt at the Guinness World Record for the largest same-name gathering with an official gathering of the Kyles. The city, which managed to attract 1,490 people named Kyle to the event last year, said the official gathering of Kyle's record attempt will take place at 1 p.m. on May 18th as part of the Kyle Fair. The current record for the largest name, same name gathering, first name only, was set in July 2017 when 2,325 people named Ivan attended an official world record attempt in Bosnia and Herzegovina. The city of Austin, Texas hosted another attempt at the record in February with the Ryan Rodeo. Attempted to take the title by bringing people together named Ryan. That attempt fell short of taking the title. People named Kyle are fucked up. I don't know anybody named Kyle that's like really doing anything with their life.
Yeah, they're usually pretty crazy.
So, I don't know. That's weird. But have you played Tekken 8 yet?
I have not. Have you?
No. Oh. But it looks like... Do you have Game Pass?
I do. You know what? I've had it before for Xbox.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I've had it before. I do not currently.
So, looks like Tekken 8 has a Battle Pass now. Maybe that's not the same thing. Battle Pass. And players are not happy. Looks like it's some kind of new monetization strategy with Bandai Namco. This is by Levi Wilmslow. So, during a March 29th Tekken Talk Live special revolving around Capoeira Master Eddie Gordo, some of the members of Tekken 8 development team spoke about the additions and changes being made to the game when the third update drops on April 4th. This includes account bans, bug fixes, character tweaks, and more. But the sticking point for this live stream was the segment on Tekken Fight Pass, a new feature that will include daily and weekly missions you can complete to unlock various in-game items. During a specified period, you can increase your Tekken Fight Pass rank to get gear on the free tier track. But there also be a premium tier track you can buy into. Not a lot of players are too happy with this. The top commenter called this on the live stream a far cry from being consumer friendly. Another said they were disappointed with Bandai Namco and co-developer Erika were adding a battle pass and in-game item shop after the launch. A third commenter said, said battle passes are for F2P free-to-play games, not paid titles. Underscoring the fact that Tekken 8 does, in fact, cost $70. I don't know. I don't really have a... Whatever. I guess I don't... I don't play too much video games, so...
I thought you'd be getting down on the video games.
Not hardcore. I mean, I haven't even played Tekken 7, Tekken 8, or Tekken 8. I haven't played Tekken 8. Tekken 7, I tried to download it and play it, but it didn't play right on my computer. Oh. It's kind of whack, so... I was like, I have not fucked with that. I haven't fucked with 7, so... I know 8 probably won't run right either.
Hmm.
Yeah, that was a cool game back in the day in the arcade. That was like that's one of those arcade games, you know?
Oh, yeah. I absolutely love that game. It was cool. When I went and played it on the arcade, I felt like I had to have that because for me, I mean, it probably was the first 3D fighting game. I think there was Virtua Fighter 2, which I thought sucked, but Tekken seemed like it actually had some story, good graphics. Really fun. So I remember buying it for PlayStation, was so excited, and I loved playing Tekken. So I get down, man, but I don't really play that kind of stuff online. Have you ever played a fighting game online?
No.
Yeah, I haven't either. I'd get my ass kicked. I know that for a fact.
It's going to be a given that NC Double 25 is probably going to have some kind of online thing going.
Yeah, so. I was looking at pre-ordering the other day. I thought about that, even though I need to get a system, which it hurts me to pay for my air conditioner tomorrow when I could be buying two systems instead of cold air in my truck, but whatever. Yeah, I thought about doing that pre-order soon. I want to get down on that. I don't want to, you know, get it delayed, but yeah, if I play online, I'm sure there's going to be somebody that spams a fucking, you know, play and beats the shit out of me, so whatever, fuck them.
Fuck them. I mean, that should be fun. We got another story here about a five-legged lamb that gets a new home in Mississippi. This is by Ben Hooper, and there's video of it if you want to check it out. Woman rescues spider lamb. A Mississippi woman with numerous rescue animals welcomed an unusual new addition to her home, a five-legged lamb. Natalie Renaud of Wigan said the lamb, which she named Spider Lamb, was in rough shape and had maggots in its stomach. When she rescued him from a farm and took him to the Fur Babies Veterinary Hospital. Veterinarian said Spider Lamb needs hernia surgery, but is already improving. He definitely has some abnormalities. He might not be normal compared to other lambs, but I think he'll live a normal for him life. Veterinarian Jason Goulas told WLOX-TV, Goulas says Spider Lamb is still working on building strength to stand and walk. Quote, Spider Lamb is definitely one of a kind for sure, Goulas said. Renaud said Spider Lamb will have a permanent home with her, and she is raising funds to help pay his veterinary bills. I'm still having to force feed him, but I did stand up with him a little and he walked. So I call that progress, she wrote in a TikTok post.
Well, hell yeah.
You like lamb? Is it tasty to you?
I think lambs are pretty tasty. We talked about that. We had a friend that was not a lamb fan. You're a lamb fan though, right?
I think so. I can't remember if I've ever really had it. I don't even know if that stuff that they have at the, what you call it, is really lamb.
What
else
would it be?
The gyros? I don't know. A mixture of chicken and beef? They had a fucking show about that, man, where they go and, like, test it out.
I've seen some shit like that.
This lady went to one and got the lamb over rice, and it actually was, like, a mixture of beef and chicken.
I've seen them do that shit where there was with fish and like sushi, and they were saying it was certain fish, and it really be like a tilapia or something.
Yeah, or the lobster is like langoustine.
Yeah.
That's fucked up. I was trying to fucking screw people, goddammit.
Yeah, everybody, throwing shade at a player.
Oh, I might try some lamb this week. I don't know. Lamb or veal. I've been trying to goddamn. I went to my place, man. You ain't gonna be playing. You don't have the regular servers, man. I had some booty ass server, man. She sucked. And I don't know, man. She wasn't the same.
Was she gross?
My boys wasn't there. Nah, she was just. I don't know, man. She was just. She was gross, but she was just like not up to it. You know what I mean? She's like not right. The same level of service, man.
Gotcha.
Like I went to fucking use the bathroom. I still had a beer there, and bitch like took all my shit. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I had fucking left already. Like, you stupid bitch.
Damn.
I don't know, man. And it seemed like she was rushing me a little bit, too. I didn't like that, you know?
This is a personal pet peeve, just while we're being hostile. I want to be a little hostile or something. I hate when people tell you, like, recommend a place, you know, service somewhere, do whatever, and then they're like, hey, tell them so-and-so sent you. Like, do you ever do that? I'm not like,
yeah, right.
Yeah, hey, Dave sent me. They'll be like, oh, okay, cool.
Who is Dave?
Yeah, who is that idiot? We don't know this asshole. I hate when people say that shit. They're like, oh, tell them so-and-so sent you. Don't make sure you're treated right. I'm not going to do all that shit. I don't want to look like a fucking moron, so.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, just a pet peeve of mine. I figured while we're airing out grievances.
Yeah, that is dumb. I don't know. How people do that unless it's like their restaurant. I don't know, man, but fucking whatever, you know.
That seems like something our truck driver friend would really hate to and have a hill to die on about that. I need to ask him. God damn it, I don't like when people do that shit.
You say you talked to him the other day.
I did, yeah. He's gonna be one of our guests out in Arizona. So, talk to him.
Where was he at when you talked to him?
He was in Minnesota,
mm.
home of Kirby Puckett and Prince.
Was he like driving out there?
Yeah, he was driving. I think heading to North Dakota. So, yeah, he was being pretty cool, but I could see him not liking that. I just, you know, I've thought about that the other day, and I've just never liked when people say, "Oh, tell him so and so sent you." Yeah, I'm not going to do all that shit.
Yeah, fuck all that.
Yeah, that's
pretty dumb, yeah.
Oh,
baby, get in the cello.
So, yeah, that's really it for the news. There's nothing else going on, and, man, I can't wait till the NCAA finally comes out. I don't know. I'm going to have to get a fucking PS5, I guess.
Yeah, I'm going to have to as well. I'm going to have to. It is what it is.
It is what it is. God, man, I wish I had some alcohol tonight, but...
Yeah, I've been trying to be good during the week just because, you know, I like it too much. It's great, and probably need more of it during the week, honestly, dealing with the bullshit, but... I don't know. I need to. But like I said, I need to have something to look forward to. I think breaking down some barbecue again and maybe having some drinks and stuff would be good. Man, you know what I've been looking forward to, man? Irish Car Bomb. You like those?
I can't drink those anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Last time I went to your birthday, and I fucking act like a fool, man. That's it for me. I'm not going to drink them no more.
Which one was that one?
That was fucking town we went to Parkside, and it was like me, you, Al D, his wife, your wife. Man, I was fucked out of my head.
Did you have Irish Car Bombs that night?
I had like four of them before I came out.
That's okay, that makes sense.
God, dude, I was fucking wasted. Oh, I can't do this anymore. I'm not drinking that shit. Nope.
Yeah, you had a good time. That's all right. Everybody needs a good time occasionally.
At first, man, when you first drink, it's like they don't do anything, and then they creep up on you later on. So.
Yeah, that's that. I've talked about that before. I talked about that earlier. No, was it last week? My friend and I brought some beer back. That was the 8%, 8.5%, something like that. And a beer like that, it sneaks up on you because it's so good to drink, but the alcohol is just creeping. And, I mean, you think about it. I mean, if my math is mathing, I hate saying shit like that, but really, I mean, that's all I know how to put it. I mean, if you're drinking a regular beer like we had this weekend, 4% alcohol, you know, you have four of those, five, you know, 20% alcohol, right, that you've consumed, something like that. I mean, you have three of those 8% beers, man, you're at 24%. You drink five, now you're at 40% or whatever. How it consumes. Car bombs are the same way for me, man. And my buddy and I, the Arizona guy that we're going to go see, we kicked it years ago. Man, it was like 100 degrees outside, but we had a great pool at the apartment I lived in at the time in Scottsdale. And we really wanted Irish car bombs. And it was like 105 degrees in the Arizona heat. Man, that's not a time to drink a car bomb because it's so heavy, you know? Man, we busted out like three or four of those. We were ridiculously silly, like hooked up, hammered. I think I crashed that night, puked all over somebody's car.
Yes.
Yeah. I love them though, man. But one is, that's the problem. One is so good, you want another inevitably. And then after you have another one, you're starting to feel, you know, a little woozy in the head. And you're going to want another. Then you're going to start feeling like shit and doing stupid shit. But God, they are good. They're dangerous.
They just don't, they don't hit me until like later on. So. Oh, man, that's what happened that night. God. Too fucked up, too damn fucked up. I'll need to do that again.
Yeah, it happened to the rest of us.
Lord. Man, did you watch any UFL this weekend?
You know what? I was watching replays earlier because I was doing our pick'ems from last week. And I did not watch any games, not because I didn't want to, but just because this was a busy weekend. I was out in the yard mostly. I should have put it on out there still, but I was excited to see some things that I had noted. You see a 64-yard field goal?
What game was that?
That was Michigan versus the Battle Hawks. Wiss actually picked the Michigan Panthers over the Battle Hawks. AJ McCarron actually had an okay game for St. Louis, but man.
I know about my shit.
Yeah, we'll get into that shit later. Maybe we won't. Cause he had a good week, so maybe we'll just avoid it. Yeah, 64-yard field goal.
Damn. Okay. He might get into the league with that.
Yeah, I think he sold. Birmingham Stallions. I don't know why I just decided to be Asian racist. Sorry. I think the Stallions.
Oh, Mr. Harvey.
Yeah, I mean, good company. Stallions busted out the wing T set a little bit.
Oh, for a touchdown.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I love old school formations. So that was cool to see the wing T busted out. So yeah, cool stuff, man. I missed that. I hate that I didn't, but this weekend gonna have to get into some of it for sure.
I know that, right? Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Man. All right, well, you know what? Let's take a little break here, folks. I'm gonna get your refreshments and use the bathroom and anything else you need to do, and we'll be back right after this. Welcome back. Man, gotta do a vintage game review here coming up. Remember the old Contra?
Oh, who doesn't? Great game.
I had that long-ass code in the beginning, remember? It's like up, up, down, down, A, B, A, B, start, select, some crazy shit. You get like 30 lives or something.
Yeah, loved it. And that they put that code like on a ton of t-shirts. It's like something really popular now.
Do they really? I haven't seen that.
Yeah.
Huh. That's interesting. I know they made a few of the new Contras. Going to be reviewing Contra Operation Galuga.
Galuga?
Galuga? Damn! But they've had some that that have came out that they tried to make all, you know, fancy and 3D and stuff.
Right.
Which I think I reviewed Hardcore Corpse or something. I can't remember. It was one or two of those, but they didn't do so well. But it was just because it's a fucking Contra game. Like, it's you're expecting like a certain gameplay, you know?
Right.
And a certain format. So I don't like when they totally change it and try to like do it up all new style. And then just, you know, leave the Contra name on it.
Yeah.
It's not a Contra game, folks, but let's go ahead and get into it. Alrighty then, so Contra Operation Galuga. It is basically a reimagining of the classic Contra game that was released on the original NES back in the 80s. Of course, a classic run-and-gun game that we all loved. This is, it's a remake, but it's also more than a remake. There are some new play mechanics, updated weapon system, and of course new stages and enemies that we just haven't seen before. But if you're a fan of the original title, I feel like you're going to like this one. When you see the main menu, you're going to see a variety of different selections that you can play. It's a story mode and an arcade mode. The arcade mode, four players can get down on that one. And there are enough characters available to choose from so everybody can be somebody different. Challenge mode is a single player experience where you complete challenges to get rewards, perk shop, spend the credit earned from playing to purchase upgrades and options. You're going to switch the original aiming style from 360 degrees to the classic 8 direction type like in the original Contra. Of course you have how to play and the options as well. You got your instructions and tells you how to do everything. But it's not too big of a menu, so and you got your characters, Bill Rizzer, Lance Bean, and what's that? I don't know what the other one, who the other one is there. I should know that, but
you should, damn it.
I didn't say the name, but you got six different type of weapons to acquire, including machine guns, flame weapon, spread shots, homing missile, laser beam, and crush bombs. My favorite is the homing missile, as it will target different enemies on the screen and go after them. This is especially helpful when your view is blocked or you are hanging in the air off a platform, as it takes out foes that you may normally not be able to hit or even see. So I remember that one from the first one. That's pretty cool. So you got story mode where it kind of gives you like a little, you know, intro. That's not in arcade mode. You got three difficulty options: easy, normal, and hard. Story mode is split up into eight stages full of enemies and obstacles that will have you facing off against a huge, impressive-looking boss at the end. Always like the bosses in the end. It's kind of cool.
Always good bosses in those games.
That's true. Okay, so the other character is Ariana. Sorry. In the beginning, you will select between two muscle-bound characters, Bill Reiser and Lance Bean. And then you unlock the other character, which is... I guess there's other ones you can unlock, but I only saw the three there. But anyway, her name is Ariana. And she's living on Galuga Island trying to protect her people from the robots, Probotectors, that are using Contra training. Like in the original, members of the Earth Marine Corps Contra are sent to the island of Galuga to take down a terrorist group called the Red Falcon. They've been sending out strikes to various areas of the world, one targeting Galuga Archipelago. They have set up shop on the island, and the military team that was sent to take them out hasn't been in contact for the last 3 days. Looks like they got voice acting here by big names like Steve Blum. I don't even know who that is. But yeah, it's basically, this game is a lot like the first one, but it's like, they did a good job because they stayed with how you originally remember it. So it's not like such a huge deviation that you're going to be pissed off about it. So it still keeps that old school feel with like an updated, you know, graphics and shit like that. Some new shit that doesn't just make it, you know, crazy time. I definitely recommend getting this game. Let's go ahead and rate her up. I give her a 3 out of 5 on that. Okay. You know, it's definitely worth it. I could see playing it for a while because it's got cool weapons. Yeah, it's pretty much a action side scroller, and you can just kind of play those without having to think too much, you know?
Yeah, really good just, game.
Yeah, sit back and get your, I don't know, play the fucking game. It's pretty cool.
good summary. I remember the original Contra, my buddy, I think my neighbor had it, is my buddy as well. Man, that cover went hard. They were going for that Rambo look. Kind of Rambo and Alien at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it was just around the time all those movies were like popping off too. So
yeah, they really sold a really cool game, especially back then, playing it and all the cool weapons when you jumped on them. They're fucking hard though. There's a huge learning curve on those when you were a, you know, 8-year-old kid trying to bust through those levels.
I mean, I think everybody beat it though.
Yeah. I think we eventually did, my brother and I. But it was cool because, was it the original one or Contra 2? You could bust out the 2-player, so you could have...
The original was 2-player.
Yeah, I think that's why people loved it so much. So it wasn't you just had a watcher friend, you were actually participating too.
I think it was in the arcade too.
Hell yeah.
If I remember right, because, that was always fun.
Yeah, I know they're both on the NES throwback that I have, the little NES, so it's pretty cool.
Yep.
Man, I'm going to play that with baby tonight.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
He ain't doing that shit.
Let's... Man, the... I think the NFL draft, is that not this month?
You know what? Let me look. It could be.
I think it is. I might be wrong, but you know what that means. Baller or Buster.
I can't wait. Love it.
I wonder if there's got to be a Kuiper draft out right now. I know they've put out some. So
April 25th or 27th, sponsored by Bud Light in Detroit. Wait, no, sorry. Detroit is on the clock. I've read it wrong. But yeah, it is. Well, I did say that. It is held in Detroit. So, all right. Yeah, I'm curious what Kuiper's got on his early board right now. Caleb Williams just aggravating the hell out of me with all his antics. He seems like a diva.
Yeah, he's gonna be a bust, man.
I think so too. I don't think he was that impressive when he played. I mean, he didn't really do anything. I mean, I'm not saying he's a bad college quarterback. That's obviously not the case, but just
he's
nothing.
A USC dude, what the fuck.
Yeah, I think Jaden Daniels has potential to be pretty decent. I like Drake May too. I've been a big Drake May fan for a while. Penix is kind of a question mark. I think he has the potential to be good, but I don't know.
He's got a good arm on him.
Yeah, he got a cannon. That's for sure. Man, watching some of those guys throw, good night, man. They've got a huge cannon.
Come on. I got a huge cannon too, yeah.
Yeah, that's not what we're talking about.
You always got to be perving it up all the time.
No kidding. We can't talk about the draft without him. I was hoping that was going to fall on the weekend. We were going to chill. That'd be fun to watch that. Looking at Bleacher Report, they've got Chicago picking Caleb Williams as number one, two, Jaden Daniels for Washington Commanders, and three, Drake May to the Patriots. So a little early taste of what the draft board could possibly look like.
That's interesting.
Yeah, we'll do it. What did we do last year? The top 10? Buster?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that'll be good again. There's some, just looking at it, I think Brock Bowers will be an interesting pick. They've got him put at 10 right now. And, a little bit early to say. I know he had an injury, but I think Bowers could be a baller.
Yeah, he definitely played like it.
Yeah, tight ends usually have some resilience. I think they mostly transfer pretty well. That's just an assumption, but I think they could.
Yeah, I don't know. Was he a good pass blocker?
Yeah, I think he was. I think he seemed like it. I think he just got plagued with injuries towards the end. I know Bama kind of held him out pretty bit. But other than that, man, he was all over the field, good blocking, pretty complete athlete. Speaking of Bama, they got Dallas Turner and J.C. Latham as their two early picks. Picked 11 and 12, or at least rumored, or predicted to be, I should say rumored, predicted to be 11 and 12. Dallas Turner put on some numbers at the combine, so I think that raised his stock a pretty good bit. 4.46 for an edge rusher. That's insane. At 250 and 34-inch arm span. So that's incredible. 4.4 for an edge rusher.
Yeah, that's quick.
At 250 pounds.
Big Bo.
Yeah, he coming after you, man. Guy, I ain't even running. I'm just going down and praying. That sucks.
Oh, man. Yeah, so that'll be interesting. And, of course, more new baller or bud. So, real quick, let's see. We'll just go down that real quick. Well, no, this is not even the right one. This is like from another fucking – all right, fuck it. Let's not do that. Yeah. Oh, look at this shit. It said mock draft, right? It was like fucking not the one I was looking at. Anyway, we got one right here. Okay. Let's just do a top 10 rundown real quick. Number one looks like Caleb Williams to Chicago. Number two, Drake May, Washington Commanders. Three, Jaden Daniels, New England. Four, Marvin Harrison Jr., Arizona Cardinals. Five, Brock Bowers, Los Angeles Chargers. Six, Malika Nabers, New York Giants. Seven, Joe Alt, Tennessee Titans. Eight, Dallas Turner, ATL. Nine, Chicago Bears, Rome Adunzi. And 10, Oluminuia Fashanu, New York Jets. So this is Vinny Iyer's mock draft from the Sporting News. I don't know who that is, but that's who he has. So that's just a quick rundown of where old Vinny thinks these guys are going to go. We will see. Coming up here, what do you say, April the 25th, right?
Yeah, 25th through the 27th. So I think it begins on a Thursday night going into a Saturday. So I hate that it begins on Thursday. It'd be so much more fun if it was yeah, 25th.
Yeah, they should start it on like fucking Friday or Saturday.
Yeah, start it on Friday night or, like, you know, Saturday. Let people watch it. Man, I love football so much. Everybody that watches this show or listens to us, I should say. Man, I've been off on my damn senses tonight. Listens, watch, dumb shit. Picking boogers and stuff, whatever you was talking about earlier. Yeah, I need to go take some medicine, go to bed for the week. But no, seriously, I don't understand. It's like when they put the national championship game on Monday night. I get it. They're trying to corner the market. They know it's nobody else is watching shit, so they're sitting down. But at the same time, man, let the real fans sit down and enjoy it. Thursday night, man, it's not really the best time to get out with the homies and kick it to watch the game and stuff. So I don't know. I wish they would make better decisions on when they plan these games. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's definitely an awkward time to have that going. So
yeah,
you watch any baseball this year?
I haven't this year. I've watched some clips, man. Always keep SportsCenter kind of around the clock looking, but I need to try to get into baseball. It's so slow, though.
It is slow.
You want to make some
changes, though?
Yeah, the pitch clock and things like that. I think that came out last year, but yeah, I still haven't really watched it too much.
No, me neither, man. I mean, they don't. Well, I'm like switching around. I don't see any games on my shit, so I don't know where the hell they're playing. Like, what the fuck station they're playing that shit on? Or maybe I'm just not paying attention. But
yeah, I mean, I just don't, man. I used to watch it a lot more, but just haven't really got into it in years. And I will occasionally have it on in the background. But that's few and far between.
Feet and far between. We got to do UFL picks.
Yeah, we do.
What the fuck was that looking at? Looking like
last Grant time? Mills. Let me tell you, Weaver and I, Wes Creever. did you hear me combine both of his names? I cannot believe that. Wes Creever.
Wes. I know.
Wes Creever. It makes sense though. That's what we should just call him. Wes Creever, sorry, and I, Jay Wiggy, were both 3-for-4, 75%. Wes with a good Panthers pick over the Battle Hawks. I was impressed with that. That 64-yard field goal we talked about gave him the edge. Grant Mills, sorry to say, you were 1-for-4 last week.
Oh, God. That sucks.
Hey, you know what? It's early, though. Those were pure guesses, my friend. The good thing is, I was actually looking at the calendar, and when we all hang out again, there's week 4, April 20th. They've actually got Birmingham. They're actually playing. It's been fun to go to. I might be chilling that day.
020.
Light it up. They're going to be playing at 6 o'clock. We can fire that up on the TV, as well as the Michigan Panthers, San Antonio at 6. And Memphis and St. Louis are playing that day at 11:30. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. Grant, why don't you break down week 2 for us and see if we can improve your record a bit.
All righty. Well, we got 2 games on Saturday, April the 6th, beginning at 11 a.m. I'm guessing that's, I don't know, Eastern?
Yeah, it's showing Eastern on what I'm looking at.
Okay. All right. So, first, I guess it's... Yeah, I don't know, whatever. I guess you could call it a doubleheader since it's 2 games, but they're not right after each other. You got the first game at 11 a.m., ESPN, ESPN Plus. That's the Brahmas and the Showboats. What are you thinking on that one?
I'm going to go Showboats on that one.
I think I'm going to go Showboats as well.
I don't know, Brahmas here.
And then the second game at 7 o'clock is ABC ESPN Plus. Got the Arlington Renegades and the St. Louis Battlehawks. What are you thinking on that one? They're both 0-1.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with the Battlehawks. I still like them decent enough, and I think McCarron's still pretty solid.
That's a hard one. I'm going to go Battlehawks as well.
I'm going to fucking Renegades, y'all, because, I'm a Renegade.
All right.
Okay, and now this Sunday as well. a couple of games. Looks like we got an 11 o'clock and a 3 o'clock. The 11 o'clock game, ESPN, ESPN Plus, is the Birmingham Stallions versus the Michigan Panthers. Both 1-0.
Yeah, gonna go with the home team, Birmingham. This will be in Detroit though, so definitely gonna be a challenge for Birmingham. Can't Panthers come off that big win? So I'm gonna rock with the home team.
Yeah, buddy. I'm gonna go with Bingham as well.
You know I'm rolling with the Stallions, y'all.
And then the 3 o'clock game on Fox, it's the Roughnecks and Defenders, both 0-1. What are you thinking on this one?
Roughnecks and the Defenders, both 0-1. I am gonna go. I'm gonna go Defenders on this one.
I'm gonna go Roughnecks.
I'm going Roughnecks, y'all. I'm a roughneck and a renegade, yeah.
You've never had a hard, labor-intensive job in your life.
I had that job shoveling butter for an hour and a half.
Yeah, I might have to call you soon and talk about that. That always gives me a good chuckle.
Oh, shit. So, yeah, there you go, folks. The picks for this weekend, and I hope y'all have some fun football watching. Finally got football back in the house for the spring season. And then we'll that's like a fucking I forgot to look, but how many weeks the damn season is, but it's pretty long.
Yeah, I know they've, looking at this, this is straight from their website. I know they've got 9 weeks, 10 weeks. Okay, 10 weeks. They're playing fully into the first week of June. That'll be week 10. And then the conference championships are the second week of June, June 8th and June 9th. So the whole weekend, that'll be kind of cool. And then the UFL championship will take place Sunday, June 16th. So what does that give us? That gives us 2 full months of football, really. You got April, you got May, and then you got June. So 2.5 months of football. I love it. I think the UFL has been cool. I think the combination of both the USFL and the XFL is a good idea. Can't wait to watch it. I've actually got to do that this weekend. Maybe I'll commit to going to the team shop and buying a Stallion shirt.
Yeah, don't you have a hat?
I did buy a hat down there. They didn't have a price on it. I went up there and it was like $37. But
hey, damn.
Yeah, that was they busted me.
Man, well that. Well, hey, for the home team, though, so it's all good.
Yeah, it's fun stuff. They got some cool logos, so you guys out there, pick you a team, get you some swag, and, you know, if you're local, go support it, man. They are definitely, they actually, I'm just looking now, man, they've got apparel by Michael Strahan. I don't know if he even started an apparel brand, but, man, they got a Birmingham Stallions golf polo. Don't really get down on the golf too much, man, but the polo itself's pretty sharp. They got a hoodie. They got the throwback t-shirt. Yeah, they actually got some good shit. UFL.com.
You got any quarter zip, Jeff? I need a quarter zip.
I think they do, Willis. You got to go check them out.
I'm going to do that, yeah.
Hell yeah. Well, everyone. We're on the cusp of a new week here. Well, not on the cusp. We're Monday's done. So Tuesday, Wednesday, then it's downhill from there. I hope all you guys have a good week and weekend. Jay Wig! Man, I know you got work and other family things. Got any words of wisdom or anything you want to say before we get on out of here?
You know what? I've got a classic one, always with the drinking stuff, but the fun stuff that, you know, I think this is just a great quote. Here's and cheers to nights we'll never remember with the friends we'll never forget. Always a good time with the homies. Always a good time here on Everybody Has a Podcast with Grant Mills, Jay Wiggy, and even sometimes, yeah, West Creary's all right too. Yeah, guys, like, subscribe, do what you do. Grant Mills will take us home. But hey, Grant Mills, have a great week. It's been a fun night with you. We got football, we got good weather. Yeah, let's kick this spring off right.
Sir, yes, sir. Wiss, what about you?
I'm going
to
cuddle with baby,
y'all.
Yes.
Cool. All right, well, everybody, check out the old episodes. Shout out to sweetest angel bear there, 37. Thanks for listening in tonight. And also Mr. Enigma, I know he came in and came out. Still got to put him on the show sometime. I forgot.
But yeah, he's always creeping.
Yeah, he is a creeper, but he's all right.
That's cool.
Yeah, I hope all you have a great week and weekend. Shit. You know, I would say something. I have no quotes, though. I don't know what to say. I'll be thinking about all y'all out there. So be back here 9:30 Central Time in the dirty. Everybody Has a Podcast. And we will see you next time, folks. Thank you. Y'all have a great evening.
Yes.